The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus got into a boat, his disciples followed him. Suddenly, a violent storm came up on the sea, so that the boat was being swamped by waves, but he was asleep. They came along and woke him, saying, "Lord, save us, we are perishing." He said to them, "Why are you terrified, O you of little faith?" Then he got up, rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was great calm. The men were amazed and said, "What sort of man is this, whom even the winds and the sea obey?" The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, brothers and sisters. And happy 4th of July to everybody. I'm looking out across this congregation. I'm seeing lots of reds, whites, and blues out there. And I know that's not by accident, so here's wishing all of you a star-spangled day, okay? On the 4th of July, we remember that this nation was founded by men of principle rebelling against tyranny. On this 4th of July, I'd like to suggest that you are today's rebels, because there's a tyranny in the land. And it's worse than anything we had in 1776. Back then we had King George. Back then we had taxation without representation. Today, we have what Pope Benedict calls the dictatorship of relativism. And it's worth fighting, because it's a threat to freedom everywhere. Let's understand freedom for just a moment, okay? Freedom is a paradox. What's a paradox? Paradox is a seeming contradiction that's actually no contradiction at all. And here's the paradox of freedom. Freedom has limits. Freedom exists within the limits of what's true. If I were to ask you, what does freedom mean? Well, most people, 9 out of 10 people, would say, well, freedom means that I can do whatever the heck I want. You realize that's not true. St. Thomas Aquinas once defined freedom. And I think you'll like his definition. He said that freedom is the capacity to choose what's good. So, for example, if I give you freedom, you're going to use it to choose what's good, aren't you? If I give you freedom to choose a carton of milk from the grocery store, you're not going to choose the oldest carton of milk from the grocery store. You're going to choose the best one you can get. If you choose a car on a parking lot, you're going to buy a new car, you're going to choose the best you can get. Freedom is the capacity to choose what's good. If I were to take away the capacity to choose what's good, if I gave you the choice between two-month-old milk and three-month-old milk, you'll say, hey, wait a minute, this is kind of a choice as this. Where's my freedom? A lot of people feel that way when they go into the voting booth, don't they? Well, where's my freedom, right? They feel like there's nothing but two lousy choices. But here's the thing. What's good is defined by what is true. Otherwise, one man's freedom becomes another man's tyranny. For example, let's pretend like you're a shop owner, and I'm a customer at your store. I'm free to buy something from your store, but I'm not free to steal something from your store, am I? I can't do whatever I want. I have to respect the truth that I'm not free to steal from your store, and if I think that I am free to steal from your store, we got a problem. My freedom just became your tyranny. That's why freedom is limited by truth. My favorite way to put it is this: the right to swing your arm ends where my nose begins. Pope John Paul II used to talk about this with regard to societies. He said that unless a society has a common reference point to what's true, that society devolves into tyranny. Unless a society has a common reference point to what's true, and a common reference point to what's true is another way of saying God. That's the common reference point. The further away a society drifts from God, the less free that society becomes. Those who are powerful do whatever they wish. Those who are weak suffer what they must. And even democracy, John Paul II said, he said this in Veritatis Splendor, you can look it up. Even democracy, he said, devolves into tyranny in which there's nothing but warring factions constantly fighting each other for transient power. I remember hearing that back in 1993 when I first read the encyclical. I said, oh, that'll never happen in America. Today it sounds like today's headlines. Warring factions fighting against one another for transient power. And by the way, this exists within individuals as well. If you don't respect the truth of God's order, you lose your freedom. Freedom doesn't mean that I can go out there and commit a sin. If you do, you'll discover the truth of what Jesus said. Whoever lives in sin is a slave to sin. Because you find that you can no longer choose what's good. Temptation comes along, you cave right in, right? Temptation comes along, you fall flat on your face. Even if you hate yourself for it, even if you say, I'm going to change, you find that you can't change. What's free and what's true go together. So, you know, freedom's a choice. It's a choice to obey what's true. I hope that makes sense. Constitutions are good. Good laws are good, don't get me wrong. But freedom doesn't reduce to those things. Freedom reduces to a choice. A choice to listen to the truth, and that means a choice to listen to the Lord. So on this 4th of July, I hope you'll declare your independence from the dictatorship of relativism, from the tyranny of sin. I hope you'll declare your dependence upon God and realize that the more you're dependent upon Him, the freer you become. Because truth and freedom go together, and Jesus once said, I am the truth. So many people these days, they worry about what they can't control. They read the news, they fret, they worry, they tear at their hair. Don't be anxious. Don't worry about what you can't control. Worry about what you can control. Like the apostles here in the gospel, they were worried about a storm. They couldn't control the storm. But they forgot that Jesus was right there in the boat. Don't forget that no matter what happens in the news, no matter who happens to be president, no matter who happens to be governor, whatever it might be, Jesus is still the king, right? Keep your eyes focused on him, and you'll discover the truth of what he once said. If my words dwell in you, then you'll truly be my disciples, and you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. God bless you, and God bless America.